So I want to get on to the theme of balanced effort. Yeah. So I'm going to, let's see, I'll do a little illustration with a yoga block here. Here's a yoga block. Here's me balancing a yoga block. So imagine that the balance represents the center of attention. Yeah. So this, here's the block is balance is me centered with my attention on the experience of the breath and the tip of the nose, and it's just still, it's just centered, it's just present. But you might find that that's not quite what's going on. It's more like this, you know, it can fall off easily. Yeah. Perhaps it's more kind of like this, you know, there's a sort of weight. I can feel the weight here down at the base. It's pulling away. So this is what I could call directionality of mind. There's a sort of a lovely little quote from the Buddha, if I can find it. What you frequently think and ponder upon, that will become the inclination of your mind. What you frequently think and ponder upon, that will become the inclination of your mind. So our minds are inclined towards whatever it is that's occupying us, occupying our attention. So it's as if there's a sort of lean. Yeah. So I'm not just perfectly balanced, it's more like that. And the suggestion with balanced effort is that I'm doing something like this. Yeah. So with my other hand, I guess, is representing my intention. I'm just bringing in a little intention to move back towards the focus, yeah, to lean back into the focus. So my mind's leaning away and I'm bringing in a little bit of a lean back towards the focus. And there's a sort of balance here. There's a sort of balance. The weight of the block's sort of balanced against my hand. So there's a different intention here. So my intention is not to fix my awareness on the breath at the nose, the chosen focus. I'm not trying to sort of grab it and fix it. Rather, I'm kind of coming into relationship with how my mind is at the moment. So my mind is kind of leaning away and I'm leaning back, and that enables me to kind of feel the heft of that draw away from the practice. Yeah, I get a more of a sense of the texture of that, the what is actually going on. Yeah, so I bring my center of attention to this particular point of experience and then relax around that. And then what is actually going on? Is the mind still and peaceful and calm and level? Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Don't assume it's not. Perhaps it's not quite. Perhaps there's more of a lean on it. Yeah. Well, I can come into relationship with that lean by just leaning back. And then I got a feel for the sort of heft of that. It's yoga block in this case. Yeah. So this is an image for balanced effort. So to say a couple of things about what it is. Well, first off, it's a quantity of effort. How much effort is balanced effort? And the answer for me is as little as possible, as little effort as possible. So I'm making as little effort to concentrate as possible. Now, another way of putting that is that I'm making as much effort as necessary. So I just want to remain in relationship with the experience of the body breathing. Or perhaps in relationship with the fine point of experience of the breath coming into the nose here. If I'm not making enough effort to retain the focus, then I'll just become distracted. Okay. If I'm making more effort than I need, then I'm kind of back in this territory as a sort of grip here. And I'm sort of trying to fix my attention by gripping it. And as I do that, I'm feeling the sort of corners digging into my skin. So it's a sort of hard, tense sort of quality. Yeah. So if I'm making more effort than I need to in meditation, it sort of brings in this sense of tension, perhaps headaches. It's a bit hard, dry, unpleasant experience. And if I make a habit of doing that, which I did when I first learned to meditate, for maybe just a subtle too much effort habit over a few years, and it just built up a resistance until eventually I just didn't want to do it anymore. So that's too much effort. Yeah, if you try really hard, you'll feel the hardness of your trying. And your meditation will be hard and trying. Yeah. In which case, yeah, ease off. More subtlety, more lightness of touch. So that's the quantity. Balanced effort is also a quality. So the quality is interested, curious, sort of persistent, but not willful, not forced, and sort of pliant, but steady. Yeah. So I'm sort of responsive here, but I'm staying with it. Yeah. Sort of responsive and pliant in the sense of responsive, but staying with it. So it's like a bit of a middle way between really hard and being really soft and floppy. And there's this quality of contact. Yeah. So here, because my endeavor, my effort is balanced against the lean of my mind away from the practice, there's a sort of contact. I'm in contact. Yeah. And when you're in contact with the experience, you get a feel for it. You can sort of, you know, each experience has a sort of unique felt texture to it. Yeah, so Pema Chodron went as far as to say, to talk in terms of leaning into the sharp point of experience. Leaning into the sharp point of experience. So this is experiencing the mind. One of the Buddha's original teachings on the mindfulness of breathing, called the Anapanasati, has a whole stage about experiencing the mind. And it's like coming into a relationship with, where, if the mind's in hindrance, recognizing the mind's in hindrance. If the mind is free of hindrance, recognizing the mind is free of hindrance. You know, this is a real lean off the practice, recognizing the weight and heft of that lean. If there's a total balance and stability and stillness, centered on the practice, recognizing the quality of that balance and stillness on the practice. So this sort of balance, it's a bit different to that sort of balance. Yeah, we're balancing here against the tendency to pull off the practice. But as we do that, as we take an interest and engage with our experience, then it's liable to become more and more subtle. And basically, I'm gradually getting more and more in balance until I'm just still. And sometimes you can get to the point where it's as if the practice sort of disappears on you. It sort of becomes more and more subtle, more and more still, until eventually there's not really any tangible, identifiable experience there anymore. But nonetheless, you kind of know where the breath is entering the body at the tip of the nose, or you know when you're breathing in and when you're breathing out, but it can be very, very subtle. And that's just the way in which a stronger experience becomes a more subtle one as you sort of settle into a quality of balance. Okay. So I wanted to do another little exercise around that, but there's an opportunity to just ask any questions now if some of that wasn't clear, if you weren't really following something. There's an opportunity if you wish to just clarify something before we give it a try as another exercise.
It was clear, Pranyamati, but I just had a question, which was, you mentioned directionality, that, you know, if you dwell on certain thoughts, then you can tend to have a directionality to your mind. As an example, or do you have any examples of what that might be, what you might sort of dwell on and what directionality that would lead to?
Well, it tends to be what's preoccupying one, yeah. So, for example, myself at the moment, I finished work a little bit early to take a break before this and I didn't get as much done as I wanted to, and I finished on a bit of a difficult stuck point. So that's kind of on my mind at the moment. So my mind's kind of drawn back into that problem.
I see.
And there's a sort of lean there. So that's, yeah.
Thank you.
But it can be different for everyone. Well, it is different for everyone. Okay. So if you're happy to give it a go, so we're going to do another little exercise. It's a little bit longer this time, and then another opportunity to talk about your experience of that, maybe 5 minutes breakout group again this time. So finding a comfortable meditation posture again, one with a quality of poise and balance to it. And when your posture is established and you've relaxed into that posture, bringing your center of attention to its chosen point. So the one I'm choosing is the point where the breath first enters the body. And having established the center of my attention at this point, I'm relaxing around that. So relaxing into the centered attention, just as I was relaxing into the balance and poise of the posture. And noticing again whether the mind is quite settled and still and level, or whether the mind has a certain lean to it, is a draw towards some other attention. And if you find that the mind is still and level and settled, then just appreciating the quality of that stillness, that levelness. The felt texture of it. And if you find that the mind has a draw away from the center of attention, and finding a way of gently leaning back in to the practice. Yeah, as the mind is pulled away from the practice, so it's sort of leaning back in. And we're leaning in with just enough weight to balance against the way the mind is pulled away. Yeah, so these two things are in balance. The pull away from the practice of the distraction and the lean back into the practice. So in that balance, there's a quality of contact. Which enables us to get a feel for what that state of mind is. What's the texture and the quality of that lean, of that experience of the mind being drawn away. So we're making as little effort as possible to stay centered. So you try sort of easing off and easing off on the effort to pay attention until the mind begins to wander or wobble, and then just a touch more. We're finding this point of balance again and again. It's the quality of our experience is changing all the time. So we have to be sort of agile to respond to that. Okay, and then gradually in your own time, bringing this short exercise to a close. Finding a finishing place, opening your eyes. Coming back into our shared space.